Joining us live now over the phone, a junior for Kemmer High School and a two-time state champ this year and a record holder in both the 200 and 500 freestyle. That's Kemmer High School's Malachi Villarreal. Good morning, Malachi. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great today. I just woke up like 30 minutes ago, but yeah.
That's better. It's better good. Than 30 seconds ago, right? So that's pretty good. Well, Malachi, yeah. First off, I want to say thank you for your patience. You and I have been texting for a few weeks, and we had to get scheduled on, and then we kind of had to rearrange, and then I'll be honest, I kind of forgot that we were out of the town for two Fridays in a row, so I really appreciate your patience and sticking with us and coming on here this morning.
No, of course, it's a great pleasure to be interviewed, honestly. I think it's awesome. And I'll wait. It's okay. Because, I mean, these past few weeks I've been super busy, too. I've had to go in multiple other USA meets and stuff. So it's all good. And I'm free to talk now.
Well, Malachi, kind of talk to us about the state meet. Because you set not one, but two state records. One of them, the 200 freestyle, that had been standing for 27 years. And you broke that one. Were these things on your bucket list or your mind as season goals, or you just did what you did and that was the result?
So ever since my freshman year, I mean, it's been like the big dream to have a record. And I started off with, you know, a pool record my freshman year at our high school pool. And ever since then, it was like, you know what? I want some state records. I want to win state. I want to, like, I've always strived to win. And my sophomore year, that was the goal for sure. And I didn't accomplish it. But I did win state in the 500. I got second in the 200. And then right after that, my coach said, okay, now we have to get those state records. That is the goal. That is, there's no, like, winning is... It's like it's easily achievable, but right now what you're going to do is focus on getting those state records. And she'd always, whenever she gave me splits during practice and stuff, she'd always write the splits for the records as well so that I could compare myself. And, yeah, it's just been that constant goal. And now that I have it, I mean the next goal is All-American. So, yeah.
That's amazing, Malachi. So you do that as a junior. Now you want to say you're the next goal is an All-American. How does one become an All-American swimmer? What do you have to do to make that happen?
There's qualifying times, and when you get to the state meet, they'll actually show you those qualifying times on the heat sheets. But so if you qualify, there's a All-American, like an automatic All-American time that you can qualify for. Or a second or two slower time that's it's a consideration All-American time. I want to make automatic All-American. I'll be grateful for either, but I was really close this year in both my events. And this next year, I think I can definitely get it.
That was what I was just going to ask. So how many seconds do you have to shave off now between what the state record is and what the All-American time is?
Well, for example, the 500, I went a 4:37 and... The All-American time, which does sound a little bit of a stretch, is a 4:32, I think. But this past meet I actually just went to in Idaho, I swam a 4:34. So I think I can definitely cut that down in high school boys season, which is almost a whole year away. So I'm sure I have plenty of time to work on that.
Well, one of the things I've noticed in my experience is you tend to kind of reach those goals and moments when you are at the highest level of competition. So talk to us about some of these other meets. You talked about one you just did. What are some of these other meets that you're competing at and some of the other swimmers that you're going up against?
So, I mean, I think that one of the times I'm at my most, like when I'm at my best, I think, is actually at high school boys state, just due to how extreme my practices are before and the taper. I think it works really well. But, some of these higher level competitions, like they're called sectionals, zones, they're USA meets. There is a lot faster people, and it just gives you an eye opener that you're in the state of Wyoming, and there's a lot faster people out of the state, which I really enjoy, actually. And I mean, I like racing against them because I like to compare myself and compare my times against them. And it helps me to get the idea of where I can you know, where I could be, I guess, if I want to go for, like, I want to go to college to swim. And I think that'll help me, you know, just be a faster competitor. And I won't, it'll help remind me of practice that even though I won state, I could be faster. And there's definitely other people out there that are faster than me.
Kemmer High School junior Malachi Villarreal joining us this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Two-time state champ as a junior and the 200 and 500 freestyle record holder there as well. Named the 3A athlete of the meet at the state tournament as well. And still a season to go. So Malachi, what is your, because you're not in the high school season anymore, so you're not doing the traditional high school after-school practice schedule. So what is your training schedule like right now?
I did kind of take a little bit of a break right now. This whole week, actually, I didn't train at all, but starting here soon, I'm going to start doing, it's just morning practice, a lot of yardage and high intensity, and then try to get lifting in the afternoons and maybe an afternoon practice as well. But that's kind of hard to juggle with school and everything. But during the summer, it'll definitely be a lot more easy for me.
You talk about wanting to compete at the next level. What are some of your goals? What's maybe your ideal school that like right now you would like to go to? And maybe what are some of the other schools that maybe you're showing interest at this point?
Oh, it's a dream to go to ASU. I mean, another athlete from Wyoming that swam there was his name's Johnny Kulo. And I've always, ever since he went there, he kind of made me all hyped up about this idea of going to ASU, and I think it would just be cool. I would love, UW wouldn't be a bad choice, honestly, but or like just one of those big colleges. I mean, they got some crazy good coaches, some crazy good swimmers. Texas Longhorns, we got Florida, California. There's plenty of options, but it's just one of those big schools that just it'd be quite the achievement for me to be able to swim at one of those colleges.
Malachi, tell us more about your team with the Kemmer Rangers. And I kind of envision a swimming team similar to a track team, right? You have the individual performances, but you're trying to compile those team scores. For those of us not familiar with the swimming competition from a team aspect, walk us through how all that works and what kind of team goals you guys have for the Rangers next season.
They're great, honestly. I mean, I love my swim team. They're not huge, and I understand that. I mean, we took seventh at state, which is, for me, I think is a really good achievement for only being an 8-man team against teams of 30 plus people. And it's interesting because my coach says no matter what people think, swimming is not a individual sport. She thinks of it as a team sport because as a team throughout the season, we all have to push each other. We all have to motivate each other, and we all have to remind each other to stay focused because swimming is, I think it's an extremely hard sport, and it is exhausting, especially high school season. It puts you through a lot, and I couldn't thank my teammates enough for how much they motivate me. I mean, I'll admit sometimes I get a little grumpy sometimes, and I always have one of my teammates smiling at me. It helps remind me to stay positive. And relays too, you get those, individual swimmers, but when it comes to a relay, that is truly a team effort right there in state. And if one person messes up, we all mess up. There's no blaming one or the other.
So Malachi, just kind of touching back on the college thing, obviously you like to compete and swim. What are some of the academic goals that maybe you have that you want to do as well? Or do you have some of those in mind as also?
I've always wanted to be a pilot. I would love to be a pilot. And if I could go to piloting school there in Arizona, I think that would be awesome.
Very cool. That's Malachi Villarreal, Kemmer High School junior on the boys swimming team, and will be defending his two state titles next year as a senior. Malachi, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday this morning, live on the SVI Radio Network.